Last season, Broncos fans became accustomed to seeing just how intense Brandon Marshall is on the football field.
Me!
Jay, plenty of time, steps, throws, end zone, Marshall has it, and Brandon Marshall with yet another Denver touchdown. Throws to the end zone left side, Marshall is there, and Brandon Marshall goes up and over and makes the catch for a Denver touchdown. Marshall wide open. Brandon steps out of a tackle. Spins out of another one. Still on his feet. Breaks another tackle. 10, 5. Marshall is... Pass throws. End zone. Touchdown. Brandon Marshall. Marshall's got it. Here's the penalty fight. Marshall pulls away. Inside the 45. Inside the 40. Marshall spins out of another tackle. Pulls his way inside the 30. Has it on his land. Spins away from run. Steps out of another tackle. Inside the 10. The big wide receiver is down close to the 5.
But what many Broncos fans don't know is Marshall carries that same intensity off the field in the community, especially when it comes to getting a message through to kids.
How you feel?
Fire!
How you feel?
Fire!
Let's see that touchdown there. Let's see that touchdown there.
Now, Jay, what you think is there?
Touchdown there! What's the word?
Contact!
What's the word?
Contact!
I got Eric. You got him.
I say what time it is, I want to hear football season. What time is it?
Football season!
On most days, it is hard not to see a smile on Marshall's face. But for all of the positives that surround him, issues off the field have raised questions. But they are questions Marshall wants to quickly erase, not just for the fans and the organization, but more importantly, to make himself a better person.
I'm real, you know, and I'm going to be 100% real no matter what I'm going through in life. And, you know, I owe it to our fans and our community to show them that I'm a good person, but, you know, more so myself, you know, because at the end of the day, I have to go to sleep by myself, you know, and, you know, I have to go to my family at the end of the day, you know, by myself. So it's important to show the community and our fans that I am a good person, but, you know, you got to do it because you want to do it, and it got to be real. You know, you can't be out there and, you know, you're trying to portray one thing, but you're doing another. You know, you got to really mean it, and, you know, you got to be 100% real.
As Marshall continues to try and mold himself into the professional he wants to be, it is important for him to go through that process with the younger generation and educate them on making smart decisions.
Well, because I can come out here and I can preach to them about great grades, and I can preach to them about it because, you know, from my experience, you know, I've, you know, throughout my academic career, you know, I had great grades, you know, 3.0 student since 8th, 9th grade on up. And I can also come out here and talk to them about community work, you know. I'm always in the community. But I also have to remember that, you know, these kids aren't dumb. You know, these kids, you know, they read the newspaper. You know, with technology these days, they have computers. You know, and, you know, I can't come out here and not talk to them about trouble. You know, that's why I'm here. You know, is to teach them the do's and the don'ts and how to walk away from trouble. You know, and that's one thing I'm doing now. I'm in a transition in my life now to where, you know, I can go one way. I can go down the right path, or I can continue to go down the shaky path. You know, not a bad person, but, you know, always fall into something. So that's one thing that I want to preach to those guys too, is let's all go down this positive path together.
Jay, plenty of time, steps, throws, end zone, Marshall has it. And Brandon Marshall.
Next season will be Marshall's third with the Broncos, and at just 24, has the potential to become the next great receiver in Denver. If so, Marshall would be following in the footsteps of Rod Smith, who was a leader on and off the field, qualities Marshall would love to have throughout his career.
Man, Rod Smith, great guy, great football player, great person. If I can get anywhere close to that, then I'll be a great guy, you know, on the field and off the field. And it's a challenge, but, you know, I've been, you know, going through it, you know, all my life. So I'm up for the challenge, and, you know, I'm looking forward to this year, you know, just take it day by day and step by step. You know, a leader, you know, I was a born leader, so I'm doing the same things I was doing since my rookie year. But, you know, the thing about it is I got to be more accountable, you know, and that's off the field. Because on the field, you know, they count on me. You know, they believe in me. They know I'm going to make a catch, third down, fourth down. You know, they know I'm going to be there, and I'm going to play with emotion, and I'm going to play with all my heart. But, you know, it's off the field. You know, so I have to win my teammates back. Well, not back, because, you know, they still believe in me. They love me, and I love them. It's just, you know, I got to be accountable off the field.
One, two, three.
Chargers!
Come back. Whoa, did you see what they said? Chargers? Get back here.
Uh-oh.
Broncos. Here we go.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.